This is Alive with Joseph.
Are you blessed to be in the house of the Lord? Hallelujah. What an awesome time of fasting this has been. Hallelujah. And God has been just speaking to us about light. And that's where I want to pick it up from, even as Pastor has done a great work, you know, bringing us into light. And I've titled my message this evening, Our Year of Light. Tell your neighbor, 2025 is my year of light. Say, 2025 is my year of light. Hallelujah. And that shall be your reality in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Our key scripture for this year is the book of 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9. It says, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I love what God starts by showing us here. He starts by showing us that we are a chosen people. Hallelujah. It is very key and crucial that you understand that you are chosen and you are chosen of the Lord. Glory be to Jesus. He says you're not just chosen, but you are a royal priesthood. Say, I am royal priesthood. Say, I am royal priesthood. He says a holy nation. The word holy literally means set apart. The word holy means separated. Hallelujah. Say, I am set apart. I am separated for his glory. Hallelujah. He continues to say his own special people that may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Hallelujah. We are called out of darkness into his marvelous light. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm looking forward to 2025 because God is going to do great things for us. Amen. The Bible also says in the book of Isaiah chapter 60 from verse 1 to 3, it says, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Hallelujah. He says, arise and shine, for your light has come. Therefore, it will be an error for you to walk around 2025 as somebody who has not received light. He says, your light has come. Hallelujah. He says, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. The Gentiles shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Hallelujah. He says, behold, the darkness will cover the earth, which means that there will be no part of the earth that is not dark. There is no nation that will not be dark. Hallelujah. And he continues, he says, a deep darkness the people. I find it interesting that he's not only talking about the earth, he's also about talking about darkness that gets to the people as well. Hallelujah. That is why it is so crucial that you and I are, we understand that we are in this world, but we are not of this world. Hallelujah. And that is so important that we understand we should never permit the darkness that enters people to get into us. Because he's speaking about darkness that is getting into people. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. It says, your light has come. Amen. When he says your light has come, he also means that your direction has come. What he means also is that your purpose is being released. It is being revealed. Hallelujah. I believe that the Lord is starting a new work in your life. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. I believe strongly that seasons are changing, because when light comes, the night comes to an end. When light comes, seasons change. Say, my season is changing. Say, my season is changing. Hallelujah. He says, in spite of the darkness, you will enjoy divine exemption. Hallelujah. Why? Because your light has come. Say, my light has come. Hallelujah. He says his glory will be seen upon you. His glory will be seen upon you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In 2025, people will look at you and say, there is something different about you. There is something different about your family. There is something different about your marriage. There is something different about your children. Why? Because the glory is to be seen. Hallelujah. Say, the glory will be seen in my life. Hallelujah. Listen, God will make sure that in 2025, you become proof of the God of wonders. Hallelujah. The Bible says, as for me and my children, we are for signs and wonders. Hallelujah. The God that we serve is the God that is awesome in praises. Hallelujah. And fearful in doing wonders. Hallelujah. He's the God of wonders and he wants to do wonders in your life. Amen. But there are things that I want us to look at tonight that are very important. In a time like this, Pastor has taken time to explain to us the depth of this darkness. In a time like this, make up your mind that you will not be amongst them that draw back. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We are in the last days, whether you want to believe it or not. That earth is getting darker and darker and darker by day. Actually, scripture actually says that when the Son of Man returns, will he still find faith? Which means there are people, because the Bible says even the very elect will be deceived. Hallelujah. It means that there are people who we might have looked up to and say those are people of faith. But if they're not careful, they might be found in darkness. Hallelujah. I said something yesterday jokingly. I said faith comes by hearing, but faith also goes by not hearing. Hallelujah. Faith comes by you being in the presence of the Lord, you know, listening to the word of God. Hallelujah. Understand me. Understand the word of God here. It says when you believe the report of the Lord, you see the hand of God. The hand of God will be only be revealed to those that believe the report of the Lord. Hallelujah. What is the report of the Lord? The report of the Lord says you are blessed. Hallelujah. The report of the Lord says you are healed. The report of the Lord says you are prosperous. The report of the Lord says you are lifted. The report of the Lord says you are the head, you are not the tail. Hallelujah. Say, I believe. The report of the Lord. Hallelujah. The report of the Lord says our God hears and answers the prayers of the righteous. Hallelujah. The report of the Lord says that the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. The report of the Lord says it says that the seed of the righteous shall be mighty on the earth. Hallelujah. Say, I believe the report of the Lord. Hallelujah. And the report of the Lord for us as a people in 2025 is that it is our year of light. Hallelujah. And we believe that report. We believe that report. Say, I believe that this year no darkness shall be found around me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The report of the Lord is that darkness will not survive around you. Glory be to Jesus. The Bible says in the book of Psalms 18 verse 28, it says, for you will light up my lamp. The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. Psalm 18, 28. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. What a powerful scripture. Excuse me. Anyone that finds themselves in a place where they feel like there is no power in my life. When you find yourself in a situation where you are struggling with direction, where you are walking a life that feels purposeless, where you feel like there is no light shining on you, where you feel like, you know, I'm moving from one level of confusion to another, it is more likely that your light has been extinguished. And that is why God has called you to a time like this, that you sit under him, that you sit in his presence. Hallelujah. Why? So that if you read that scripture again, it says, for you will light my lamp. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I believe that tonight the Lord is lighting your lamp in the name of Jesus. You might have spent 2024 moving from confusion to confusion. Your 2024 might even have felt purposeless and directionless. But tonight, by the power of the Holy Ghost, by the God who is light himself, I declare that your spirit is lifted up in the name of Jesus. Your life is lifted up in the name of Jesus. I decree over your life, the Lord God will enlighten your darkness in the name of Jesus. Say no more darkness. Say no more darkness. This is 1 year you will enjoy divine direction. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This is 1 year that you will enjoy the leadership of the Holy Spirit. The Bible says they that are led, those are led by the Spirit of God, are the sons of God. Therefore, you should never lack direction. Hallelujah. Say, he leads me. He guides me. Hallelujah. You will no longer grope in darkness in the name of Jesus. When you continue in verse 29, it says, for by you I can run against the troop. By God I can leap over the wall. Hallelujah. But this verse did not start here. It started with the previous verse where he says, I will lift up your lamp. Glory to Jesus. When our lives are lifted up by God, we begin to leap over walls. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We run against troops. It is natural that when a troop comes against you, you flee from the troop. But when you carry God, when the light of God is upon your life, when people are running, you run towards it. When people are running from, you run towards it. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. I want you to declare that in 2025, I will not be intimidated. In the name of Jesus. Say, in 2025, I will not be intimidated. Hallelujah. Why? Because by light, we run through troops. Hallelujah. Call it the board decision. That is the God who is on board in your life. Hallelujah. Therefore, no bad decision will intimidate you in the name of Jesus. You will run through that decision and get to the other side in the name of Jesus. Be it a regulatory decision, be it a change of policy, whether it is the office policy, whether it is the national policy, you will run through it in the name of Jesus. Whether it is prejudice, you will still rise in the name of Jesus. No matter what the issue is, no matter what the troop is, you will get through it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Say, nothing will keep me standing because I carry light. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I see businesses running through troops this year in the name of Jesus. No matter what form of danger confronts your business, you will run through it in the name of Jesus. No government policy will wipe you out in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, I was studying the book of Daniel, and I was looking at how when Daniel was called, before Daniel was called, actually the other magicians and all the other wise men were called to come and tell the king or the government of the day, if we can put it like that, what was the dream of the king? Hallelujah. And to interpret it, they all could not do it. And Daniel appeared in the scene. He said, O king, what you have asked for, no human being can do it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, by the God that I serve is able to give me your dream and the interpretation of your dream. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Therefore, no government structure will be able to stop you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Listen, I am fully persuaded that God is set to enlighten someone's lamp this year in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He's set to enlighten your life in the name of Jesus. Say after me, I am divinely exempted from all evil and darkness. I enjoy the mercy of God, the glorious light of God shines upon me and my family in 2025. My case is different. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He says, arise and shine, for your light has come. He says, but gross darkness has covered the earth. Hallelujah. Let me take a minute just to explain this darkness based on scriptures. When Israel was about to come out of Egypt, the Bible says God hardened the heart of Pharaoh. Hallelujah. Pharaoh vowed that even if they go, they will not go easy. He became very stubborn. Hallelujah. There are some of you here that are sitting and hearing me. The enemy has become stubborn. There are stubborn issues that you are dealing with. You have prayed and it looks like God is not hearing. But the God who appeared to Moses has appeared to you today. In the name of Jesus. Today I break the hand of the enemy against your life in the name of Jesus. That issue that looked like it has been defying your effort, today it encounters the rock of ages in the name of Jesus. And it surrenders, it bows, for at the sound of the name of Jesus, every issue shall bow in the name of Jesus. I don't care what the name of the issue is. There is a name that is superior to any issue. Hallelujah. When the woman with the issue of blood, after 12 years of not getting a solution, when it encountered the eternal King of glory, it had to bow to it. Hallelujah. Therefore, your issue bows tonight in the name of Jesus. Your issue bows tonight in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So when Pharaoh got his heart stubborn, God now released plagues that afflicted Egypt. Hallelujah. I believe strongly that part of the darkness is that, you know, we are going to see similitudes, not just this year, but going forward. Actually, there are things that are happening already that shows you the darkness that we are talking about. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There are specifically two, you know, plagues that I want to zoom in. If you read the Bible, it shows you 10 plagues. But I want us to specifically zoom into the 8th and the 9th plague. Hallelujah. What is the 8th plague? The 8th plague is where God released locusts to destroy their livelihood. Hallelujah. One of the things you need to understand about locusts is that when they are released, they do not only eat the leaves, they go to the roots. Hallelujah. They go to what makes that thing what it is. Hallelujah. Actually, let's see what the Bible says. Actually, the Bible says they ate until there was nothing green remaining. Exodus chapter 10, verse 14 and 15. It says, and the locusts went up over all the land of Egypt and rested on all the territory of Egypt. They were very severe. Previously, there had been no such locusts as they, nor shall there be any such after them. For they covered the face of the whole earth, darkness, so that the land was darkened. And they ate every herb of the land, and all the fruit of the trees which the hail had left, so there remained nothing green on the trees or on the plants of the field throughout all the land of Egypt. Hallelujah. I find it interesting that the Bible also uses the word darkened there. That, you know, these locusts came and ate everything until that there was nothing green remaining. When the Bible speaks of plantation and things like this, it is referring to the financial, you know, prosperity of a nation. So when these locusts came, they came and ate everything that had to deal with the economy. The whole earth, the whole of Egypt rather, entered into a season of economic holocaust. When we talk about that, we are talking about a season where people would work, but there would be nothing to show for it. Where it was tough for things to grow. Where people were losing jobs left, right, and center. where companies were shutting down every day because those locusts came like an army. It was a darkness that covered the entire city, the entire nation of Egypt. Hallelujah. I've come to announce to the entire Alive Church, be it in the building or online, that in this season of economic holocaust, you will enjoy divine exemption in the name of Jesus. The Lord will exempt your resources in the name of Jesus. He will exempt your business in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Listen, it is a reality. We need to open up our eyes to see the reality of what's happening around us. It is a reality that, you know, everywhere you turn, there's hyperinflation. It is a fact. There's a high cost of living. There are people, as you and I are speaking, that cannot afford a loaf of bread. The power of energy has gone up. You buy electricity for 1,000 rands. Do you know, in every service that we gather, we spend 1,000 rands. I was just thinking about it. For these 21 days, it means we will be spending 21,000 rands just in one service. You buy electricity for 1,000 rands and you get how much? It's crazy. Hallelujah. Because there is something that is happening. There is a darkness in the world. But I want you to understand that it is not new. Hallelujah. Therefore, we will not be dismayed. Hallelujah. God has a plan for us. Say, God has a plan for us. Say, God has a plan for us. He says, gross darkness will cover the earth, but you, his light has risen upon you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Therefore, you need to declare that his light has risen upon me. Hallelujah. One of the things I wanted to touch on is that if the locust eats the roots, you need to take care of the roots of everything that is yours. Take care of the roots of your business. Fortify the roots of your business. Strengthen them. Fortify the roots of your job. Those of you who have jobs and you are playing with your job, when the locust comes and you're just treating your job anyhow, you will enter the market of those that are looking for a job. We are in a day where you don't joke with your job anymore. You have a business and you're toying with your business. You're treating your business anyhow. When the enemy comes, he goes for the roots. Take care of the roots of your marriage. The things that makes your marriage. Don't joke with them. Don't toy with your spouse. Because when the enemy attacks, he's not looking for the leaves. He goes to the roots. The Bible actually says in the book of Job, he says if a tree is cut, as long as the roots are intact, at the scent of water, it will bounce back. It will grow back. Hallelujah. I want you to fortify your business with proper principles, with proper values. Do the things that needs to be done so that in case your business encounters a storm, it does not fall. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. So that was the eighth plague. The ninth plague is the plague of total darkness. In verse 21 of Exodus chapter 10, it says, then the Lord said to Moses, stretch out your hand towards heaven, that there may be darkness over the land of Egypt, darkness which may even be felt. Darkness that may even be felt. A thick blanket of darkness. Hallelujah. Verse 22 says, so Moses stretched out his hands towards heaven, and there was a thick darkness in all the land of Egypt for 3 days. Verse 23, they did not see one another, nor did anyone rise from his place for 3 days. But all the children of Israel had light in their dwelling. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It says it was so thick they couldn't see each other for 3 days. Imagine that. But it goes further. It says, nor did anyone rise from his place. Which means that there was no movement. It means that there was no advancement. It means that there was no progress. Hallelujah. Listen, when there is no darkness, people can't see. There is no vision. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The worst place you can be is where you have no vision. I don't care how much amount of prayer you're praying. If you have no vision, you are not going anywhere. You must have a vision for what you want God to do with you this year. Very, very key. I was privileged to be blessed with some money. And I looked for someone that I love and I said, tell me what you want to achieve this year, because God has given me something and I want to sponsor what you do. And at that moment, she was like, she couldn't give me an answer. And I said, I'm going to help you get a vision. Let's start working towards something. Hallelujah. Because most of us, we pray general prayers. You think God will come and work on nothing. Whatever God must work on, there must be something to work on. He says to Moses, what do you have in your hand? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't just use this time and say pra 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 before God. If you notice, we sit in the word so that the word can enlighten your spirit, so that you can begin to see far. Hallelujah. Listen, when it is dark, no one rises. When it is dark, people don't see opportunities. When it is dark, there are no discoveries. I am telling you that in the midst of this darkness that we are talking about, there are people who will find opportunities. There are those that are saying, are you saying it is dark? I will bring the light. Hallelujah. There are those that will be making discoveries. Hallelujah. Say, in 2025, I see, because I have light. Hallelujah. I love what the word of God says. It says, but all the children of Alive Church had light in their dwelling. Hallelujah. All the children of Alive Church had light in their dwelling. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God wants us to experience the Goshen experience. Hallelujah. And I want to break it down into 4 things and I'll be done. What are we talking about when we talk about the Goshen experience? Number one, we are talking about divine direction. We are talking about purpose discovery. Hallelujah. There are many people who are walking around, they don't even know why I exist. They don't know why they exist. Life becomes burdensome when you have no revelation of your purpose. And my prayer for you, even in this time of prayer, is that God will begin to show you your purpose in the name of Jesus. That God will give you divine direction in the name of Jesus. Where there is divine direction and where there is purpose, you find 4 things. You find vision, you find direction, you find opportunities, and you find possibilities. Hallelujah. When there is divine direction, you begin to see the possibilities. You begin to see the possibilities of your grace. You begin to see the possibilities of your gifts. You begin to see the possibilities of your anointing. You begin to see the possibilities of your business. You begin to see the possibilities of your skill. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. I declare that anyone under my voice that is struggling with issues of purpose this year, receive divine light in the name of Jesus. Amen. Receive divine light in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. I decree you will see further in the name of Jesus. Amen. There's a prayer we prayed this week that I will go far. Amen. Hallelujah. You go far when you see far. Amen. Hallelujah. Pastor likes to say, the Lord dictates our footsteps. He directs our footsteps. But we decide how far we go with those footsteps. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You will see further in the name of Jesus. You will gain direction in the name of Jesus. You will experience possibilities in the name of Jesus. You will see opportunities in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Actually, Isaiah chapter 60, verse 20 to 22. It says, your sun shall no longer go down, nor shall your moon withdraw itself. For the Lord will be your everlasting light. Hallelujah. He says, I'm bringing you to the supernatural. To where you're not just depending on natural light. Hallelujah. He says, and the days of your mourning shall be ended. That's what happens when light comes. The days of your mourning comes to an end. That thing that you're crying about, all it's looking for is light. Hallelujah. Therefore, receive light tonight in the name of Jesus. Receive the wisdom tonight to do it in the name of Jesus. Divine enlightenment in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. It says also, your people shall be righteous. Very, very key. I'll get to that point later. They shall inherit the land forever. Hallelujah. It is God's will for you to inherit the land. One of the things God spoke to us as a family, he said, this is your year of ownership. Standing on Genesis chapter 17. He says in Genesis 17, he says, I will give you this land and to your seed forever. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. He says, they shall inherit the land forever. The branch of my planting, the work of my hands, that I may be glorified. A little one shall become a thousand, and a small one a strong nation. I, the Lord, will hasten it in its time. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Some of you, before the mid-year, the half of this year comes to an end, you will own your own properties in the name of Jesus. God is moving you from a tenant to a landlord in the name of Jesus. You're thinking, I can't see how, but God will do it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, the Bible's talking about Daniel, speaking about how he refused to eat from the king's table, denying himself. The Bible says when he was checked after, he was found to be 10 times better. Hallelujah. You are in a season of denying yourself certain things so that you can seek the face of the Lord. By the end of this, you will be found 10 times better in the name of Jesus. Daniel chapter 1 verse 20, the NIV translation, it says, in every matter of wisdom and understanding, about which the king questioned them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and the enchanters in the whole kingdom. Hallelujah. I said 10 times bigger in the name of Jesus. You'll be 10 times stronger in the name of Jesus. 10 times wiser in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 10 times better in turnover. 10 times better in revenue. 10 times better in salaries. In the name of Jesus. Say, I receive the blessing of 10 times better. Can I give you an assignment today? When you get home, get a pen and write what your life would look like if it was 10 times better than what it is today. Go and write it down. What your finances will look like if they are 10 times better than what they are today. What your business will look like if it's 10 times better than what it is today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The second thing about the Goshen experience is that it gives us divine exemption. Hallelujah. When you are in Goshen, you are divinely exempted. You become unstoppable. You experience uncommon favor and supernatural preservation. You enjoy divine protection. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And as a life church, as a church family, that is what we will enjoy in the name of Jesus. That is what we have released our faith for, because that is what God has said. Hallelujah. You are, and your family are protected in the name of Jesus. I decree over you, God will watch over you in the name of Jesus. You will be exempted from all evil in the name of Jesus. You are exempted and unstoppable in the name of Jesus. The end of verse 23, it says, but all the children of Alive Church had light in their dwelling. Hallelujah. Say, that is my reality. Number three, which is very important for the Goshen experience, is that you must engage the fresh anointing for greater exploits. You and I are children of exploits. The Bible says, they that know their God, they shall be strong and they shall do exploits. Hallelujah. The anointing plays that will play a major role this year as you walk in light. Hallelujah. Engage fresh anointing for greater exploits. That means you must have a renewal of the mind by the word of God. Allow God to renew your mind daily. Hallelujah. It means also you receiving daily refreshment from God. It means you being hungry to be empowered by God. Also craving for promotion. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. You must crave for a touch of God every day. Every day, crave for his presence. David says, my soul pants after you, God. I know you have the indwelling Holy Ghost. I am not denying that. But you know what? There is a touch of the Holy Ghost. That is so special that you need to say, Father, I cannot live without it. Fill me afresh, oh God. Anoint me afresh. I don't want to carry stale water. I don't want to carry stale anointing. Hallelujah. You must crave, because you know the anointing responds to hunger. That is why the Bible says, blessed are they that thirst and hunger after righteousness. Daily look up to God. When pastor says 5 a.m. prayers, don't say he has started again. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Actually, Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 8, it says, let your garment always be white and let your head lack no oil. Hallelujah. Let your garment always be white and let your head lack no oil. It will be an error for you to this year to do anything without the oil of God. Hallelujah. Every day tell God, I need your anointing. I need your anointing to do my job. I need your anointing to run my family. Hallelujah. In 2025, your head will not lack oil in the name of Jesus. Say, my head will not lack oil. But how do you walk in this oil? How do you ensure that this oil continues to flow? Four things quickly. Be a praiser. Hallelujah. You know, I observe this during the 5 a.m. prayers. You will see that there's very few people during praise. Because people think those minutes of praise were just passing time. It is an error. That's what makes us also, you know, we just want to go to church for the word only. You must learn to be a praiser. Nothing stirs up the anointing like praise. Hallelujah. Whether you are in church or at home, sing a song to God. Dance for your Father. Hallelujah. Begin to glorify his holy name. Hallelujah. That's how you stir up the anointing. You do it through praise, through worship, through prayer, through engaging the word of God daily, through fellowshipping with the other saints. Don't joke with the fellowship of the saints. Only stay online if you cannot be in the house. Hallelujah. Be in the house of God. And you know what? As we fellowship with the saints, the Bible says when we gather like this, he pours out oil. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. There is a special oil that only comes when we are gathered like this. Serve in the house of God. And don't just serve, but serve with joy. Actually, if you read Deuteronomy 28 from verse 47 to 48, He mentions the things that happens to you when you serve him without joy. Because it's not every service that is acceptable unto God. It may be acceptable to me and Pastor Joseph, but is it acceptable to God? Don't serve him with murmuring. Don't serve it as if you're doing it unto man. Do it unto the Almighty God. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Understanding that the oil empowers us. When the oil of God is on your life, nothing can hold you back. When you hear a car that is making noise or, you know, releasing gas, most of the times it's oil issues. Am I lying? Even wheelbarrows, if a wheelbarrow does not have oil, it makes noise. That is what our lives looks like in the realm of the spirit when we don't have oil. Not only in the realm of the spirit, even with the other people around. When we don't have oil, we become cranky. When we don't have oil, we make unpleasant noise. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. When we have oil, you know, when there is oil, if something is stuck and you're struggling to move it out, just put oil and see how easily it comes out. There are many people who are stuck in life in situations because there is no oil. Let God, let the oil of God fall upon you and watch how easily you get out of the traps of the enemy. Hallelujah. He says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to open prison doors. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Therefore, I declare in 2025, no yoke will survive around your life in the name of Jesus. Every bondage that is holding you back today by the oil that is being released upon you right now, you are coming out of that bondage in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Finally, please bear with me, I'm almost done. Finally, this is 1 year that you must choose light. You must choose purity. And you must choose a life of no compromise. Say, I choose light. I choose purity. And I choose a life of no compromise. Hallelujah. We are in the days of darkness. Where, you know, the world has made purity to look like it's out of fashion. And we so much want to fit in. We so much want to fit in, and we behave as if God has changed his standards. It's an error. You must have a heart that desires to please God. Hallelujah. Have a heart that wants to live for God. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. There's no way you'll be in the kingdom and, you know, not enjoy the Goshen experience if you continue to choose him. Hallelujah. Understand that, you know, Goshen is a place of covenant. When you walk in the covenant, you see covenant effects in your life. Hallelujah. When you honor him with everything that you are, when you honor him with everything that you have, when you present your mind, your body, your soul as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, you begin to experience the effects of the covenant. Hallelujah. This year, this is the year that you must win souls. Be a kingdom addict. Hallelujah. Win souls. Hallelujah. Let many come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ through you. Let many return back to church through you. Hallelujah. Let bondages of others be broken through you. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, this is a kingdom secret. You are here, you're listening to me. You have been struggling to get a job. I'm giving you a kingdom key today. He says, seek you first the kingdom of the Lord, and all these things will be added unto you. I challenge you to turn yourself into a soul winner and see if God will not give you a job. It is a kingdom key. Whether you like it or not, it works. When you take care of his business, he takes care of you. When you make him a priority, he makes you a priority. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This is 1 year that you must not compromise. Don't compromise to make money. Are you hearing me, Basalwan? Don't compromise to make money. Don't compromise to get a job. Hallelujah. Don't compromise to get married. Sisters, hallelujah. If he tells you, if you don't sleep with me, I will not marry you. Brother, you're not my own. Honestly, I am telling you, it is kingdom principles. Hallelujah. Don't compromise. You've been praying to God that, Father, I want to get married. And in spite of all the sleeping, he still has not asked you how much. Because this thing is not natural. It is spiritual. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. This is the year that you must say, you know what? Father, let everything about my life honor you. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Listen, Goshen is where the presence of God is. When you are in the presence of God, there are things God has been speaking to you. Because you are in his presence, but you are neglecting it. It looks insignificant to you. That simple, don't do this. That simple, do this. This simple, forgive this one. And you are ignoring all those things because they look too little. That is where your answer to prayer is. That is where your breakthrough is. Hallelujah. Some of you has been saying, stop watching this thing. You've been sitting here, it's holding you back. The Bible says, the sin that weighs us down. It weighs you down. It's been pulling you back. But God is saying to you today, in this time that you have set out, you have set this time apart to seek my face, allow me to work on you. Allow me to work on you. You can trust God with your life. You can trust him. He's dependable. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When light comes, it dispels bitterness. It dispels disappointment. There are those of you who are bitter because what you know has happened to you is genuine. It's you have a genuine reason to be bitter. But the anointing of God, the oil of heaven is upon us tonight to break that bitterness. The light of God is breaking that disappointment. He's eroding it because he's opening up a new chapter for you. In the name of Jesus. As I'm speaking right now, light is shining upon someone's sickness. There is healing taking place right now. In the name of Jesus. As I'm speaking to you right now, someone's mind is being opened. There is someone that has been experiencing a mental blockage. But tonight, your mind is being opened. You will begin to see in the name of Jesus. You will begin to experience, you know, your mind will begin to function at a higher dimension than you functioned in before. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We're blessed tonight. Let's stand on our feet. Glory to God.
Thank you so much for listening. We believe you were blessed by the word. For more, please visit our website, www.alivewithjoseph.com, as well as subscribe to our YouTube channel, Alive with Joseph Ngokocha. Till next time, God bless.